realms of Senith.
Let's see, whose turn is it? It's my turn. Hey, that's wonderful.
You have 6 turns, it looks like.
Oh, Jesus. I should just skip all my turns and let you go. Predator.
I'm pretty sure you have it set up where each turn is literally just you press one button.
Yeah, sort of, but I have to think about which button to push.
Pick one at random.
Okay. I do 7 damage to everybody, apparently. I don't know. I'm just kidding. This one is next to George. That's a hit on George for 14. I'll do that in a minute.
That's rough.
Let's go for Alita. That's a mess. King Vince is attacking. Wait, what? Oh, I guess it would be Grungar's turn.
Go, George. Go, George.
Oh, wait, no. There's a thing right next to me. I forgot. Okay. Grungar's going to take 1 swing at it, maybe? That is a 24 to hit the sturdy predator.
That definitely smacks him.
Yeah. For 16 slashing damage. Now I move. How much distance even is this? Too much, looks like.
Yep, remember it's difficult in there.
Yeah. I'm not even sure how much I've already moved, considering that Vince is right there.
10, I will say. I'm not... Right now, we're not just dealing with that, the difficulty in door blocking.
So then I could probably move up to 10 normal feet, I suppose, like that. And then Grungar is going to throw a javelin at the tenacious predator. That is a 25 to hit.
That's it.
That's going to be 7 piercing damage, I believe. And that is Grungar's turn.
Go ahead, Alita.
A 23 to hit.
Connected.
11 damage.
Okay.
Okay, 25 to hit.
We're good. That's another hit.
Take this guy out.
If you can do 2 damage, it does.
14.
Oh, yeah.
That's way more than 2.
Yeah.
You just punch its head clean off.
Overkill. Okay, well, I'm going to right here and use some of those extra things. Let's see. Okay, so does that not count as a melee weapon? So we said it's something else. It's like...
No, when you are throwing it, it would be a ranged weapon then. But if you're melee, then it's still a melee weapon.
Okay, so let's see if we can done it until the end of my next turn. If it fails a con saving throw, DC 14.
The one that's dead?
No, the one that I move next to. What is that one called? The
artful one.
Predator.
Do you have to hit it first?
Oh, can I not do that? Oh, okay. We'll save that then. And let's do... Where's the... Okay, the flurry of blows instead. We'll do 2 unarmed strikes here. Oh, no. 13. That probably didn't land.
No.
Ooh, okay. How about 25?
That does land. And you want to just try to stun it with that hit, too?
Sure. So that only did 4 damage. But if I stun it, that'll be great.
It looks like yes. So you did 4 damage to it. I'll check its stats in a second here. Oh, it's right here. 14 on its con save?
Yeah.
Okay, so it's not stunned.
Oh, no.
Your DC's 14, I'm assuming?
Where am I looking for that?
It should tell you what the DC is in the stunning blows or whatever the effects.
Oh, well, yeah, it says 14 there.
Okay, he rolled a 12. It looks like he has a +2 for his con. So yeah, he just hit it.
Okay. He is artful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he drew his way out of it. Anything else on your turn?
That's it.
Maeve.
Okay, so I know this is difficult terrain, and I would have to go to diagonal. Does that change how the distance works?
In 5e, no.
Okay, so that's just 10, 20 to get to him?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that is 27 to hit, 19 plus 8.
That's a hit.
1d8 plus 5 is 9 damage. And then I will disengage and step back.
Okay, is that with your sneak attack, the 9 damage?
Oh, I completely forgot that I'm a rogue in this one.
Love it.
And then in the other one, she forgets she's not a rogue.
Listen, it's a lot of braining. So add 19 more.
You disengaged and you left it. Is that your turn?
Yeah.
Wily.
Well, I'm going to go rawr and swipe at it with my claw.
Okay.
23 to hit.
Oh, yeah.
11 points of damage. And that's my turn.
Your sickle turns into a sling.
Okay.
It's like, all right, we're ready to do ranged.
Okay.
OK, Okay, so it's the Artful Predator's turn. I think it hit George, and I forgot to delete the damage, but 17 does not hit George. Another 17 also doesn't. Snippy Predator is going to take an attack at Wily. 26 does a hit.
Oh, yeah.
24 also does a hit.
Ouch.
37 damage.
Ouch.
Go ahead, Grungar. Oh, maybe you can add 13 hit points to yourself.
Okie dokie. Is that from Philip?
That was from Philip. Amir is healing you for 3 damage. So 16 hit points.
Grungar is going to swing twice with 2 22s to hit.
Those are hits.
That's going to be a total of 24 slashing damage. And Grungar is going to Divine Smite at first level. Are these... What kind of creatures are these? Are they, like, undead?
These are monstrosities.
Okay. It's going to be a bonus 11 radiant damage.
Okay.
And that is Grungar's turn.
Is that a critical?
Yes, it was. So, Grungar killed that thing.
Got smitten to death.
Because George hit it too. All right, 5, 10, 15. Anyone else that I missed on that? Nope, King Vince already moved. So it's Amir. I think 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30. Philip, Alita.
Okay, so if I've got 45 feet. How do I measure?
Press M and then left click.
No, I didn't do that right.
The other left click.
Oh, it finally, okay. Oh, come on.
You might have to hit R.
What I'm doing.
You moved 15 feet. There you go. Now you have the ruler.
Okay.
Well, you did.
25. That's a little too much. Okay, well, so basically right before that 25 is where I should be able to go. I don't know. All right, is it close enough?
Yeah. And then press W to go back to your hand mode.
Okay. Okay, so now I'm... Is that close enough, though? 20? Let me see. Yeah, okay. So this Astral Spire has a 30-foot range. That should put me, like, just close enough, right?
You're 25 feet away, I believe.
Okay. 17. Is that enough?
That just hits him.
Okay. Okay, 9 damage. Okay, 20. 14.
14 damage? Nice. It's almost dead. Anything else on your turn?
That's all I've got from here.
Okay. Maeve.
Okay. Considering the distance and that I dropped my bow in the other room, I think I'm going to go try to retrieve that. So that's 30, right? And then is the next square difficult terrain also?
No.
Okay. So that's a total of 50 to get there. And... I suppose I could have used my bonus dash to do it. So if I stow my rapier and pick up my bow, I think that's my turn.
Okay. I'll delete the note for you. Wily, it's your turn.
I attack it with the sling.
All right. You get to do it at advantage.
Advantage?
Yep.
All right.
It's like double advantage right there.
Well, I'm just going to roll it on the dice here. 18 plus what's proficiency? 2?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. 20.
Yeah, that's a hit.
All right. 1d4. I got a 2.
Okay. It dies.
Wow. Thanks for turning it into a sling, bro.
Yeah. Well, as you were swinging, it turned into a sickle for a split second just to connect.
Oh.
And then it like reaches out. It's like this really weird effect that happens, and then it turns back into a sling.
Those creatures must have some sort of vulnerability to it, too, because that thing had 4 hit points, not to mention the advantage.
I sit down because I think I need a drink or something.
Yeah, you look pretty tired. Maybe a rest would be useful right now, huh?
Yeah.
Maybe we should go make sure that door's shut so that more don't come in.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Because someone shut the door, I'm a little tired.
We're out of combat for now, by the way.
Okay, so are we talking about the door that Maeve just went through?
You know, the door we went through and said, this looks dangerous. And then we didn't lock.
I thought we
sure did
close
man.
That
we
one.
Just left it.
Like, okay, but it looked like a closed door after we went through it. I was pretty sure because I would have mentioned that we needed to do that too, but it already looked closed.
Look, man, they were clever. They were clever girls.
So we're sure that they came from that room, even though they were over here?
I think they were trying to, like, eat them a Wily popsicle, but I'm not even cold, really. I'm kind of sweaty, to be honest.
Popsicle melted.
So yeah, I'm confused. A
melted popsicle.
I'm confused whether we're talking about the space door or that like break room door with all the mugs of random stuff in it.
Isn't that where we saw the dragon sign or dinosaur sign or something sign, man?
Yeah, but then we heard the space door open, which is what you were investigating. And then this happened, so I'm confused about which door they came through.
Because I'll tell you one thing, I was looking up the space door, and then I turned around, and then there were dinosaurs, man. So I would imagine it's not the door I was looking up when I turned around, and they were ready to eat my behind.
Okay, fair because enough. They were behind you.
They wanted some of these sweet cheeks, and they weren't the first, and they won't be the last, man.
All right, something falls and hits the ground next to you, Wiley, like here.
Whoa, what the fuck? I jumped behind a mirror.
Funnelhead returns. So now we got two doors that are unsecured. I picked up my dagger, by the way.
Okay. Well, it doesn't do anything other than get up and start walking this way.
Oh, right. Because
stab him, George.
Basically has no senses. Should we just follow him and see what he does?
That's not a bad idea. I want to sneak after him and watch. Oh, but I messed up my page.
Thanks for protecting me, bro.
Meanwhile, it just says stoned above his head.
Yeah, I love that every time that he moves, it pops up against stoned.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to cast Cure Wounds at first level on me.
Yeah, go ahead and roll that three times as Amir and Philip do the same.
Oh, okay. I got 12, and then I got 10, and then I got 11, 32,
3, 33. Okay, and then you can add another 6 to that. For the mods on Amir and...
Well, I have a +5 mod on mine.
Oh, okay.
So it'll be 33 with the mods. Is that cool?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, Phillips is 4. Go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say, we should get Maeve some healing, too.
I could chug a potion as I'm following the guy.
No need. Second level, which sucks. I gave you 9. Just second level. I did better on my first level.
No need.
Maybe there's a need. Do it again, but at first level, because I'm out of second. Here, take 7 more. I'm better at healing myself.
Okay, so he went into that library room. Want to be able to see what he's doing. You guys come in?
Yeah, got held up with everybody wanting to touch me.
Where did he go? Can't tell on my map anymore.
Did he go in the break room that we didn't secure?
No, he's in the library. He's over next to that weird glowing fake fire.
You see him opening the door, then he walks through, and then the door shuts. Unless you come in real close.
I forgot that there was another door over there. Could I, like, manage to look through it before it closes?
Yeah.
All right, what do I see?
You see, like, him opening this device over here, and then lay down in it, and the device shuts.
Okay. Hey, guys, there's a whole room we missed, I guess.
Does it have beds in it?
They look like... hyperbaric chambers. I don't know.
Probably need a funnel head to hook up to it.
They have traps on the outside.
Yeah, let's investigate. There's something weird there.
It'd be nice if we could take a nap, though, for like 8 hours to 10 hours.
So a long rest?
Or like, 2 days?
Is that like, it looks like a bed to me?
Yeah, like, I'm a little tapped out.
Well, I only got 11 on investigate.
-23.
Olita, you said you were looking for traps, uh-huh. Right? Okay. Well, other than this, there's like this little flame that starts shooting out of the side, but you're not sure if it reacts to you. It doesn't seem to as you move your hand closer to it and pull your hand back. It seems to operate independently. Maeve, you're investigating what?
I think we were still looking at traps. If she's got that covered, then I can investigate somewhere else. Maybe the weird device in the middle?
Okay.
Is it a planet?
Go ahead and roll your investigation, but from where you're at even right now, yes. You can tell that it's a planet, and you're pretty sure you see Orventa.
So that's our planet.
Yes, so it's Senate.
Is that a new roll for then my 23?
Sure. So you didn't see any traps around it. Your new role is to investigate the device itself?
Sure. Yeah.
I'm not sure what the flow is here.
I'm a little confused too. My new role is 17.
Okay. It looks very similar to the other device that Alita can still see. The flame thing. Uh-huh. This also has a couple moons. The two moons you're familiar with floating around it, trying to think of anything else notable. So that magical device you have with you, the soapstone starts glowing. That's the door one, I think.
Yeah. It'd be nice if we could just open these doors like doors instead of having to poke at symbols that we barely understand, but, you know.
Does that mean that the weird circle thing is some sort of door?
Possibly, because the one in the other room opened the space door. Oh, did we? Didn't go back and secure that one room where the dragon things were coming from, did we?
Well, I was like certain that that door had closed behind us. That's why I was saying I think that one was.
It was open when I went into this room, man. But I ain't going back there.
Okay, well, I mean, I guess I'll go check. I'm closest.
I'll follow. I don't want her to get ambushed.
Oh, I gotta go this way, don't I? It is open.
I told you.
It really looked closed before. Okay, can we close it without that device?
Well, let's try.
Yeah, I think you can close it yourself by double-clicking that door icon.
Should we?
Yes.
Go close this one over here, too.
Oh, I thought you meant, like, lock it or something. But yeah, we should do that, too.
Yeah, sure, we can, I don't know, maybe I, like, put something in front of it, or do we have a way of actually locking it?
Do you need me to come push some buttons that I don't know what I'm doing with and try to lock it?
I don't know. What do we think?
I mean, I do also have like a crowbar. We could just, you know, go old school.
Hey, Gargoyle, can you keep these doors closed?
It says, but, you know, then we won't find out what's behind it. But,
you know, for now, I'm not sure I'm ready to find out what's behind it when I have my back turned to it, you know.
We are.
You are. Are you going to take care of it then or something?
No, we're ready to find out what's behind it. Like, we're going to keep it open.
Okay, so nice. It was closed and you opened it. That's what really happened, isn't it?
I'm going to go mash some buttons in his face.
So, yeah, I'm thinking it may be really hard to actually lock these if they just have the power to open and close them when they want to. Crowbar might be a good choice here.
Yeah, or we could take on the gargoyles and just, you know, remove the middleman. It's really hard to maneuver. Can I try to, like, pry it shut or, like, jam it shut? Or at least make it make enough noise that we know it's been opened?
Well, that would be interesting. Set something up so that it would alert us.
Okay, so what are you doing exactly? You're trying to put a trap on the door? Are you trying to lock it with the device or a crowbar?
I mean, I could try the device, but I don't really know how to use it. I just kind of mash buttons and sometimes I open space doors by accident. So I don't know. I'm more familiar with the mundane, so I might try to rig it with a crowbar. Unless one of the scrolls we picked up is an alarm spell. Or an arcane lock.
Not that you found in the stack anyway. So, yeah, just tell me what way you're going exactly. Sounds like you're trying to crowbar, so that would be like a sleight of hand.
I can do that. Let's jam it in there. Got 13 on the die. Let's see what my sleight of hand adds to it. 4, so 17.
All right, you think you've jammed the door.
I like how you worded that. Oh, is it a sleight of hand or a thieves tool? No, probably not, because a crowbar isn't a thieves tool, is it?
Correct. You're just like trying to finesse the crowbar into the door to make it so it can't open properly. And then if it does open, it falls and makes a noise. I'm assuming that's the result you were looking for.
Correct.
You believe you have it.
Careful wording once again. I feel very confident. Well, I'm going to like look at the gargoyle and do the whole like two fingers and then I point at him like I'm watching you, stone man.
All right. Do we have anything that we want to try and do on the other door? Or are we less worried about that one? The one that opens up into the sand pit or whatever.
I mean, I'm open to trying something, but I only have the one crowbar.
Okay. So that was probably the more important door.
I imagine, unless we can jam it with a flute.
No, then we have to break up the band.
I feel like I'm wrangling toddlers with these gargoyles. Oh, I left Grunger out here. He's just staring at the world.
Someone's got to keep watch.
Did we lose Wily or did he join us?
I'm back.
He's probably
back
taking a nap somewhere.
I've been begging for a nap, but apparently we gotta, like, look at the world.
I just don't know where to, like, hunker down and not be at risk of, you know, enemies interrupting your beauty rest.
Does seem fairly dangerous here.
Unless you want to go back to the portal and rest at home.
Home is wherever I roam. You know, I'm a traveler, and on a steel horse I ride.
In
some places, I'm wanted dead or alive.
Let me guess, the Feywild is one of them?
Yeah, man, I was lost there for a while. Did I tell you about that?
All the time?
No? Oh, sorry. Guess I talk about it a lot.
I'm not sure how this interacts with long rest mechanics, but I feel like realistically speaking, there's enough people here for guard shifts.
Hmm. Well, where's your pick of places that seem quiet and less traffic to hunker down?
It is not quiet in here, by the way.
Yeah, I imagine that the world spinning's kind of noisy.
I mean, I would say maybe the library in there seems...
Yeah, the library or the hallway would be good, because those are secure areas with doors that you have control over, not gargoyles. Either.
Right. Are any of these, like, red, green things over here of interest?
Can you mark them?
Can I? I don't
with
know.
With a right...
These?
Yeah, that stuff.
All right, you find a book there that does seem to be of some interest. The rest just look like tools and little vials of medicine. A flask of an unknown substance. Well, actually, you do know it. It's that undead juice.
Undead juice?
Yeah, the stuff that you had to wade through at Bainder's place.
Okay. Are the medicines anything we would want?
Roll a perception check as you kind of investigate that.
Ooh, I just rolled a 20.
You find that most of it is herbal. But there's some magical infusion to it. You find two greater healing potions amongst all that stuff.
Well, I'm going to take those. What was interesting about the book?
It talks about these devices in here. You're pretty certain. These little hyperbaric chambers, you call them.
Okay.
And it describes experiments and different phases of it. You get the impression that this is extra. Something to pass the time. It's not part of this bigger device, which is not mentioned in those notes, if that makes any sense.
It's extra, like it's a spare room?
No, extra as in, like, this is something that someone bored was doing, like, to pass the time while they're waiting.
Side experiment.
Yes, yes.
Okay.
The exact excerpt here, as you're looking through these notes, is it's at near the beginning. The drill has uncovered the vault. Still decades to go. With some experimentation, I made some servants to help turning the device on. So now to just wait. I will continue my experiments. Nearly done merging the servants with the beasts native here. The creatures are well adapted to the surface. I will be glad to leave this world once Lord Banefoot has finished destroying it.
Okay.
And then it goes on.
There.
And then it just goes on talking about different ways to modify the funnel heads. You realize.
So it have to do with like the different colored flames?
You get that impression, yes, that there's different types of fluid in there that's being burnt off.
Hey, what about the other book over there?
Just more of the same.
Already look? Okay. Does the stuff across the room look like anything important?
No, it doesn't. It just looks like clutter.
Okay.
I've been in the other room setting up a place for Wiley to hunker down and take a nap. I mean, all of us. And, like, going through and rigging the doors so that, like, books and stuff will fall if anybody passes through.
Okay. All right. So you're going through all this stuff, collecting the important things. Like I mentioned, the two greater healing potions. Oh, you do find a picture in the books you're perusing, Alita, of the predators.
Oh.
And the description in there describes them as... lunar predators.
Came from the moon? Okay,
yep.
So then maybe they really did come through the space door and not the cafeteria door, but who knows?
Maybe originally, then they were, you know, around the area here already.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's probably another thing to do while I'm in this room is to try and, like, undo whatever I did to this device to open that space door. Probably shouldn't leave that active while we're sleeping.
I'm gonna join you in there.
I made Wiley a bed with the mushrooms.
There's mushrooms. Alright.
Spongy.
Yeah, something tells me Wiley's a bit of a shrooms kind of guy. Especially if they're from the Feywild.
You know what's up with the Feywild, man? It's wild. Yep.
When you get close, Maeve, to that device to try to undo what you did to the space door, the soapstone glows blue, I believe, which is... you're pretty certain at this point, means open. And then if you press it, you're able to get it to close, which it goes back to red, I think. And when you do that, you do hear that rumble again.
Okay, that seems good, hopefully.
Your Majesty, will you close that door there?
He does. Another symbol on your device glows this time. I'm not sure if it has before. I'm trying to remember. It's this one.
Have we identified that one yet?
Was that magnesium?
Oh, that's the center one.
That's the center one. Okay. Yeah, I don't know what that one is.
Do we got a history of that, or was it something else?
So you're taking a long rest right now. I'll let you roll again to try and identify that.
Was it history or arcana?
Either one.
Ooh, well, I got a 22 on history.
I don't know how to say this, but it's corpuscle.
Sounds like dead bodies.
Is it like a shell?
C-O-R-P-U-S-C-L-E.
Corpuscle.
Corpuscle, okay.
Like an ocean thing, I don't know.
I will pronounce it corpuscle just to be different, because I don't know what I'm doing.
Yeah, I feel like the name didn't give me much.
All right, well, hold on. I'll look it up then. Because this is in reference to alchemy.
A minute body or cell in an organism, especially a red or white cell in the blood of vertebrates, or historically a minute particle regarded as the basic constituent of matter or light.
That's like the general description of it, I believe, yeah?
Probably, yeah.
The symbol in alchemy would describe how different compounds interact with each other, the transformation as a result of mixing things.
Okay, then.
As you read some of the notes that you have with you, this is set up to look for the interactions of magic. So this is like a magical detector. This was the one that I believe lit up. Or no, that was magnesia, wasn't it? No, that was this one that lit up when you were near that gargoyle.
I mean, I guess that makes sense. He seems to be magically animated. I also rolled one and I noticed we have another one that's unidentified. Would I be able to identify it on this one?
Yeah, it was a good roll.
17.
That is wine spirit. It does look available to tamper with or click or something.
I don't know that I want to be clicking and tampering before we hunker down and, you know, potentially open things or whatever. But good to know for tomorrow, I guess.
Well, I'm assuming that you're looking through this stuff while, you know, on watch and or between rests. Because you get, during the 8 hours of long rest, you get 2 hours where you can cycle between doing various things as well as being on watch.
Thank you.
Before we go on long rest, I'm going to cast Healing Spirit before...
What the fuck is that?
Hey, when I typed in healing spirit to Google, this person's face showed up. So she's my healing spirit.
I thought maybe that was like your aunt or something.
No, it's somebody's aunt probably.
You're just like, oops, wrong window. I didn't mean to paste that here.
Yeah. Hey, it's Aunt Healing Spirit. I guess she owns a wellness spot. It's called The Healing Spirit if you're ever... she didn't sponsor the spell.
Or the spell. Podcast. I should there you go. Mention.
She's not a sponsor, but she is the healing spirit in this situation.
Is she just going to stare at us while we rest?
Yes. And she's also going to, let me read this to you. She's going to soothe your wounds in a 5-foot cube I can see within range until the spell ends. Whenever you or a creature you see moves into the spirit space for the first time on a turn or starts its turn there, you can cause the spirit to restore 1d6 hit points to that creature. The spirit can't heal constructs or undead, and it can heal a number of times equal to 1 plus my spellcasting ability modifier, minimum of twice. After healing this amount of time, the spirit disappears. And I cast that at 4th level. So she heals 3d6 5 times, or 6 times.
Guess I'll come stand in your healing spirit, Aunt Lady.
Yeah, so she can heal 3d6 6 times. She also has essential oils.
You know what? I have a hunting trap in my inventory. We could, like, put that in front of a door.
Okay, you do that. Which door are you thinking?
Maybe the one that we just came out of, in case those, like, funnel heads come back through.
Okay, by King Vince, who gets out of your way while you do that. All right, is Grungr doing anything during his long rest?
Not particularly, probably just maintenance on his armor and weapons.
You sure you're not getting a Hydra Glow facial? It's a service offered by the Healing Spirit Wellness Spa.
Are you gonna roll the facials?
Yeah, roll the facial.
Go ahead and roll a perception check, Grungar.
Do we need the facial if we're long resting?
No, it's just flavor. Way to ruin my fun.
It's for better sleep over here. Quality because you're not in pain.
I mean, maybe. Your face needs it.
Maybe it won't be green.
Maybe she can shave down the pointiness of those ears.
Grungar gets a 7 for perception, and his passive is 10.
Okay. Alita, roll a perception.
Oh, okay. What is my 6?
Okay. Maeve, roll a perception.
I got a 20 on the die.
Okay, during your watch, while Wily is sleeping by the mushrooms with his healing spirit, you see that sling. It's a sling now. Just start moving across the floor on its own, like a little snake.
If it goes through that door, it triggers the book trap.
It doesn't, but it does seem to be looking or going towards Alita.
For those stupid flasks, probably. Jesus Christ. Is she sleeping?
At this point, yes.
I'm going to watch it and like inch closer to her, like on guard in case it comes, but like try and make it not realize that I've perceived it.
Okay.
Because I want to see what it does in its natural element.
It's gone to her black pack and it seems to be like pulling various things out.
Well, I think I would have intervened before it started. Like as soon as it started to go for her pack, I'd be like, hey, okay. Sling boy or girl, well, if that's right, what you really are.
You do remember though that got hidden, so it's not on me.
It doesn't know that though.
Yeah, but just so that...
I think it identifies as a sling, and then, like, it's gender fluid, so it sometimes identifies as a sickle.
So, yeah, when you announce yourself to it, it just, like, relaxes and lays out like it's just a sling thrown on the floor. It's pretending to be a sling again.
Likely story. Can I investigate it without, like, touching it?
I guess Arcana. You basically know it's not a weapon, but it's an illusion of some sort. Go ahead and roll an Arcana.
Well, we rolled really low before, so I'm just curious. Like, now that it's giving us some behaviors to study and we've been hanging out with it for a while, I don't know. I can't believe I just said we've been hanging out with a sling, but we have been, haven't we? 16.
All right, you realize that corpuscle on your magical device is glowing red in reference to the sling, and it's blinking.
God damn it. I think I have to poke at things I didn't want to poke at till morning. All right, I'm going to point the device at it and poke the corpuscules.
When you press it, the sling turns into like a flat circular device and then it floats up into the air. A blue light shines out of it and you see a goblin appear as an illusion out of it. Older, basically that image that I posted for the session. He says, or it says, oh, you got me.
Busted.
You're not going to tell anyone about this, right?
Depends. What are your intentions here?
I've been running some experiments on you and your friends here, trying to figure out who you are and what you're trying to do.
You forgot to talk backwards.
Like that?
I think he means like investigations on your friends I do.
Oh, because of the Yoda thing. Okay. I thought you meant like literally in reverse. I'm like, I don't know how to do that as a human.
Pig Latin.
Grogu? Huh?
Ensfray. I don't know that I should be dealing with this dude on my own.
You could probably wake me up pretty easy.
What have you learned? Yeah, I'll nudge her a little bit. What have you learned about my friends and I?
Well, the immediate thing was that this one over here is a druid. He points at Wily. He's like, I have a fondness for druids. And I don't believe you know him very well. I've heard some, the way you address him is he must be new to your party. And you seem like good people. You're not letting him eat glass, for example. That's, I would say, a point in your favor. So far, my assessment has been that you are decent and reliable people, which now I'm trying to figure out. And I'm wondering, why are you here? Are you in cohort or cahoots with Bander?
No. But why wouldn't decent and reliable people want to come and, you know, fuck up the fuckery?
Well, understand, I've just seen zombies and intelligent undead, mummies, gargoyles, a lot of evil creatures here. So you're not the norm.
How would you describe yourself? What are your intentions here? Are you in cahoots with Bander? And why make him eat gems?
Well, I mean, I really like gems.
Then why make him digest them? You could just, like, take them.
Well, I don't have any pockets. I'm using him as a pocket.
I'm not cleaning that up.
Look, I'm just here to get some, you know, steal some things and leave.
Well, how about this? You help us shut this place down and figure out what it's doing and stop all the fuckery, and we'll split the loot with you.
You're from the planet.
I mean, everybody's from somewhere.
Well, why would you want to shut this place down if you were not, I suppose? Okay, well, I will continue helping by being a weapon, but you have to give me all the gems.
What were you trying to find in my pack?
Oh, good morning.
Mm-hmm.
Just looking for that flask.
Why?
Well, experimentation. I was going to see if you'd stop Wiley from eating it.
You already know that we would.
In the middle of the night while he's sleeping?
Yeah.
Can I incite the illusionary image?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, so I add 0 to that, so that's a 17.
You're not sure what he's wanting with the flask exactly, but you know it's not to just run some experiment.
Yeah, see, I want to just be like, yeah, let's work together, but this whole flask thing has me pausing in concern. That doesn't check out. What are you really doing with the flask?
It looks valuable.
So does it actually look valuable, though?
I mean, it was red. I don't know what it's made out of.
It does look like a fine glass, if you inspect it.
Okay, I suppose I would have already done that when I had it, so. So, where are you from?
That's a bit of a long story, but I too am from a planet. Everybody is from somewhere.
And you came here how?
I flew here.
And what are you?
I guess I haven't told you. I'm a ship.
Do you have any relation to this egg? You're both green.
Well, actually, he's blue, but.
Oh, I thought the picture showed him his green.
Yeah. I mean, looks like the picture, but like he's mostly bluish. No relation to that egg. I'm not an omelet or anything.
But you're also not a goblin or a sling or a sickle.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking, is dragons change form. So like maybe he's a dragon and that's why he wants valuables.
Why does a sentient ship want valuables?
Oh, I used to be a goblin. Look, I'll tell you who I am.
Oh, like meta, very meta. I just realized who this is.
Look, my name is Gale. Gale.
Yeah.
Gale?
I was an adventurer. Gale. It's been a while since I've had to say that name.
I think he said Gael or something like that.
Yeah, Gael. I was an adventurer, and then my friends and I got stuck somewhere we shouldn't really have been. In order to get out, a demon turned me into a ship. Eventually, I found this device here, and he points up at basically himself, and he says, and I was able to start communicating normally again. And I'm just going around finding loot in different places. I heard there was a bunch of stuff here, so that's why I'm here.
Well, what good is the loot gonna do you?
Well, I mean, I could store it in my ship.
I think he's just a hoarder. But I honestly, like, I don't really care about the gems or whatever. There's so much, like, bigger issues. He's keeping Wiley occupied.
I guess I'm gonna go back here to Wiley before he wakes up.
Don't make him eat anything else.
Who's gonna hold my gems, then?
We got some really cool backpacks that hold a lot of stuff. Like, we'll hold your gems. Like, I cross my heart, promise, we'll split the loot with you. Just, like, knock it off with the whole trying to make him swallow random things.
I will even retrieve that flask and put it in the bag with the other stuff.
It's kind of funny, though, isn't it?
What is?
No. Making people eat stuff that could potentially destroy their digestive tracts isn't so funny.
Oh, he doesn't have a digestive tract.
Doesn't?
He shakes his head no.
Pretty sure he does.
Does he have a bag of holding for his stomach?
He looks over at Wiley and he says, I actually don't know if he has a stomach.
Not gonna lie, now I'm looking at our brand new companion and being like, wonder what he potentially knows, or if now he's trolling me.
Anyways, good night. Turns back into a sling and rolls over to Wiley.
I like the boomerang better.
He turns into a boomerang.
Wiley hugs it as he rolls over and continues to snore.
So that's a situation to keep an eye on, but I suppose I'm content for now.
Your long rests, other than that, are completed, and you can mark off your spell slots back and
hit points back to maximum. Your hit dice, half of them come back. I think that's important for Wily.
Yeah.
If we happen to come across any x-rays, I'm going to shove Wily in there so I can get a look at his stomach.
Wily looks over to Maeve and Alita. Why are you staring at me like that, bro? It's weird.
How's that ruby treating you this morning?
I passed it. Do you want it?
Nah. But why don't you clean it up and put it in your sack for later?
Yeah.
Let your boomerang cuddle with it.
Boomerangs don't cuddle with gems. You're weird.
Druids don't usually cuddle with boomerangs, but I've seen evidence that proves they do.
I'm gonna cook breakfast now.
Is it mushrooms?
Don't smell it, just eat it, man. Wily tells Grungar more stories about the Feywild as he cooks breakfast.
Grungar doesn't particularly give a shit.
It just grunts as he swallows.
Doesn't stop Wily at all.
I want to, like, debrief and confer with Vince and George and Philip and, like, I don't know, compare notes on the experience and devise some sort of a plan going forth for what we intend to accomplish here.
Vince says, you know, the most concerning thing to me is the part about destroying the world.
Yeah, I mean, there's that.
Like, how?
Hopefully the answer is in one of these rooms.
We did stop Bainder. We did stop the drill.
Yeah.
Hopefully, yeah, we should keep investigating to make sure there's not still something else that could destroy the world.
I feel a little bad for these guys, but we probably should destroy all the funnel heads too, because they're apparently what's powering this whole operation. And, like, that's not really an existence to be proud of, I guess. I don't know. Like, they probably want to be ended. I just don't know how to get them out of their sleep sacks.
Could we, like, destroy the whole chamber?
We got any tinkerers among us who are familiar with devices and things? Amir, you know a little about a lot of things.
Well, Morid, but, he's looking around. Morid usually handled that, right? Right, Alita?
Yep, that's who we're missing.
I heard the guy's a dick.
What's that, Wily?
Did you hear that in the Feywild?
Oh, man, it's a good place. You should try it.
Amir whispers to Maeve. He's like, should we just ask him what he is?
Maybe. No matter how hard I stare at his stomach, I can't see inside. I tried to study him while he was eating breakfast. Looked like a person eating breakfast.
I put on a few pounds recently, but I feel uncomfortable with all these stares.
Roll a, let's see, what would this be? I guess an arcana check, Maeve.
14.
Wily, with a 14, what do you think she can pick up about you?
That I'm kind, I share a lot in common with the sling, I guess.
You're also an illusion?
I have to use the bathroom, so I'll be right back, but yeah, go ahead and do your wake up stuff, and Wily, go ahead and handle whatever information you want to give to them, have them roll things, I'll be right back.
What are you guys staring at me for?
I mean, I guess I could just, like, come clean and be like, so I had a conversation with your sling slash boomerang last night.
Oh, you talked to him too? Oh.
Yeah, he told me that you don't have a stomach. And that's why he likes to feed you gems.
I have a stomach. Look.
That's a tummy, not a stomach.
Oh, I have a lot of things.
Is a stomach one of them?
Yeah, sure. I'm just fluid. And I turned my face into Grungar's face. I'm grumpy.
Oh, so that's interesting.
And then I turned my face into a mirror. I wish Morid was here.
I feel like I don't know enough about the creatures. And
I'm a changeling. I can be anything.
So we encountered those creatures in Erevan's hometown. I can't think of what they're called.
Doppelgangers.
Doppelgangers. How is a changeling different from a doppelganger?
Doppelganger?
Doppelgangers like trolling.
Dude, those guys are dicks, man. Total dicks. They steal people's lives, dude. I'm my own thing. I don't have to assume Grungar's identity and be all grumpy all the time. I could just be me, man. Doppelgangers kill people and take their lives.
Yeah, trolling.
They're evil, man. It's just more than trolling. They read thoughts. I don't do that.
Can you?
What?
Read people's thoughts, can you?
You're thinking about cheese.
Oh God, he can.
I'm a good guesser.
To be fair, as soon as he said that, my first thought was probably cheese. So that doesn't really prove anything. Because I mean, it's, same.
It's just because the mushroom omelets would have been better with cheese.
Yeah, kind of missing it this morning. So I don't know. I mean, I guess I'm okay with the stomachless nature and the whole like shifty changey thing as long as you don't have any nefarious intent with it.
No, man. I'm just, you know, when you can change into everything, druid's just kind of a natural extension.
I'm just going to set the personal boundary of no pretending to be any of us.
You haven't done it yet.
Excuse me?
Grungar gives you a mean look.
I mean, he was pretty obvious about not being you and just imitating you, so I'll give him that.
Okay.
I turn into Grungar. I'm grumpy. I like cheese, and I wish Mord was here also.
Honestly, it's kind of fun. But, I mean, we gave you a backpack, so there's no need to store things in your not stomach. That's just putting that out there.
Hey, a buddy of mine asked for some help. I can give him a hand. Look, he was trying to be all things for me.
Yeah.
It's a powerful weapon. It's a powerful tool, man.
What buddy?
My sling. It turns into a sickle, a boomerang. It could probably turn into a spear.
He claims he's a ship.
A ship? Are you, like, shipping a bromance with my weapon?
Yes, that's exactly what she meant.
Are we talking like a sailing ship or a spaceship? He said he was from a planet, but it makes it sound like it's not our planet.
I'll hold up my sling and say, whoa, man, are you more than you appear?
Aren't we all?
Fair enough. I let it go.
Pot, meat, kettle.
Okay, well, I have packed up the trap so we can go back in here and take these guys out, I guess.
Yeah, I scooped up all the books. I'll keep them for later because that's my hoard.
Hey, Grungar, do you think there's going to be a fight in here?
That's kind of the idea. I'm just kind of not knowing how much these are going to explode and whether it's going to hurt bad.
I'm going to begin casting a spell and it's going to take me a minute.
Does anything happen on my, like, keypad thing while I'm standing by these chambers?
I think you identified air. Yeah, the air one starts to glow when you get close to the chamber with it. It glows yellow.
I don't know what yellow means. Maybe awaiting input.
And then this one glows, the aqua vita glows brown. That one you pretty sure means contaminated water, as you had messed with this a bit with the fluid that was on this table over here during our long rest.
Oh, so we could just like destroy these people from inside, pollute their water, pollute their air. Maybe burned alum means die. And I want to attempt to like tamper with this guy's chamber and make it dead town.
So far as you can tell, this is a completely enclosed system and you can't really tamper with anything directly except for like this exhaust port.
Can I like stuff it with something and close it off?
Sure. What do you use?
I'm checking my inventory.
Okay, we got about...
How big is it?
The hole itself is probably about 4 inches.
That'd be an expensive sacrifice. But you know what? Fuck it. So, a spyglass is about that big, right?
What'd you just do? Oh, cool.
What happened?
I don't know. Wiley's setting up an encounter down there, I guess. I don't know.
Cast a spell.
Okay.
What it is?
Conjure minor elementals. I have 8 steam methods for the next hour.
Can you see down there?
Yeah. Huh. I can see this whole room for some reason. I'm digging it.
I noticed that whenever somebody moves somewhere, we seem to be able to share their vision.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. I know what's going on here. Never mind. So it's kind of bright in here. This thing is shining. And then this counts as a light source. So like this area isn't completely black. That's what's going on.
So can I shove my spyglass in that hole?
Yes.
You could. But don't you think just pressing buttons on your device would mess with it?
Well, that was what I asked first. You said it was like an enclosed, untamperable system or whatever.
Okay.
Yeah, you're not able to find a way in other than this hole right here. When the funnel head got in here, it's sealed shut. The device does look old and rustic. As for the magical device, yeah, you're just getting, you believe, warning signs from it. Like contaminated water, as you said. Contaminated air inside of there. But the door thing didn't light up for you, for example. Apparently the device can't force this open.
Okay. Well, I was just thinking, whatever it's venting, if we shove something in there, then it won't be venting it anymore, and maybe it will steal its air or something, or explode.
All right, yeah, when you block it off, pressure does build up and there's like a hissing sound.
I'm gonna back away some.
Solidarity, man.
Or at least stands right next to it.
Yeah, if I gotta stand here holding it, I guess he's gonna be with me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, eventually it starts to break the seal and like starts, you can feel air, like compressed air shooting out the sides and it's very hot.
What does it smell like?
It does not smell good.
That does not smell good.
I don't know what it smells like. Just like
poison ourselves.
Maybe. Alita, as you say that, you realize that the stuff on the ground here probably came out from these things. Like there's a layer of dust on the ground. So you're actually leaving footprints as you're walking around. But you determine that by watching the compressed air shooting out the sides, leaving dust behind.
So what kind of control do you have over your mephits? Like, could we have a steam mephit come hold this in and be in the hotness?
Probably, yeah. They'll do what I say. They're friendly to us.
They like it hot.
Yeah, they explode when they die, though.
So you got eight of them. Win. Could they and all they're... hold one and all the rest of us leave the room?
I mean, yeah, they're immune to fire.
I'm not sure if these good. Are all fire.
Oh, true.
Because they're different things.
Hey, Method Bros, like, hold this.
I want stone too. Okay, well, I suggest we get out of here.
Oh, they got to hold the pressure thing?
Yeah, they're going to hold those. And I think we're actually assuming that they might explode. So we're going to get out of there while that happens.
There's like air leaking out the seal. So I don't know what's going to happen, but we can watch from the doorway, I guess.
I can't see now. I don't think I even have to be around them to see. They can't be poisoned. They're immune to fire and poison.
All right. After a long while of watching this go on, you start hearing very strange sounds, a banging sound. These were lit up here. The lights start going off on these devices and you hear things come to a stop. And no more. Eventually, the pressure that's leaking out from the sides where these elementals are holding the thing is gone. So apparently, this has disabled these things, whatever they are.
Are my mephits okay?
Yeah, they're fine. Them. Yeah, I mean, there's like a gust of fire and hot air and electrical sparks here and there. But for these guys, it was fine.
Okay.
So when everything gets quiet, I want to peek back in there and check on like whether the device can do anything or if we can just pry these open and make sure the guys inside are dead or whatever.
When you get close, a soapstone glows on your device, which is the door opening thing, but the air and water ones still remain yellow and brown, respectively. Or maybe I said that backwards, so.
I think the water was brown.
Yeah.
So what I don't know is if opening these will release like toxicness into the air, but can we see just through the like the view screens whether they're still alive in there?
All you see is a liquid, which seems to be draining away from it, and then it's pretty dark. Yeah, you can't really see the actual creature that's inside through these.
Okay, I guess hold your breath as I open it. Then I'll attempt the soapstone to see if it opens it like it does the doors.
It does, actually.
And what's inside? Evolved?
Oh, no.
It's got a head. What the fuck is that?
All right, so it's a funnel head. Now, this is not indicative of combat. I'm just showing the tokens. So it's basically these funnel heads with those predator beasts that you fought attached to the top of it.
Yeah. Did we make it dead?
Yeah, it looks like it got cooked in there.
I'm gonna stab it in the brain just in case.
Yeah, nothing happens other than you get gore on your thing, whatever you stab it with.
So wasn't that the one that the funnel head we watched got into and it was a normal funnel head when it got in there?
Yes.
Then we let it cook for a night.
Hey, Gungar, bro. I figured out how to fix your head.
I'm like mildly offended that he seems to think there's something wrong with the other orc in the room.
No, man, you're fine.
It's because I'm half elf, too. I'm prettier than the other orcs.
Yes. I'm not like all the other orcs.
Huh?
I'm not like all the other orcs.
That's why I'm only mildly offended.
So yeah, your mephits come to you all proud. Or not Mephits, elementals.
Yeah, they are Mephits. They're steam Mephits.
Yeah, hey. you just saved us from some epic combat here, so.
Dude, you guys did great. Like, I could totally understand why you're the boss of all the Mephits, right?
Is there any change to that, like, planet device in the center of the room?
No.
Yeah, I don't know what plan they were cooking here, but I'm glad that we seem to have thwarted at least this part of it. There are so many doors.
Should I have the Mephits go through them?
I mean, is there a way that they can report to you what they observe?
I mean, they can come back and tell me.
They talk.
They say in unison, yes.
Creepy.
Yeah, they could do teams of two.
It's so cool. We have, like, steam scouts.
I can't see any of this. I'm just going to move them down.
Yep. Okay, what's your instructions you give to them?
Hey, scout out those rooms, man. And, like, if try not to die and come back and tell us what's in there.
Okay. So we're 20 minutes out. All right, so I'm going to have to wait until next time to give you all of that. Okay. Give you the results on these. Is that okay?
Yep.
Okay. Because you guys have defeated this whole room. I believe that's a level up, by the way, for everybody.
Whoa. Nice.
Were we supposed to fight all those?
Oh, yeah. This was going to be one hell of a battle.
And my spell just, like, canceled it?
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. And
so this trap room, essentially, this was a trap. Like, as you... I guess I'm not going to explain it fully, but yeah, you've disabled the main encounter of this room.
Whoops.
No, that's cool.
Well, I like that they were supposed to evolve, but like we leveled up and evolved instead.
So I guess that brings us to the question of you guys are going to continue in this dungeon then? That's the plan for everybody?
Well, we can't let the planet get blown up.
Okay. Is there anything else you do in this room before we end the session?
Gather all the things, all the writings and tinkery things and potion things for later.
Okay.
What is this?
Clutter.
Clutter?
Is it flour that I can light on fire?
Yeah, I guess there's some flour and stuff in there. Yeah, sure. But it looks mostly like ingredients to make the juice that's put into these devices.
In the interest of my newly fledged alliance with Gale, I'll do a quick check and make sure there's no gems in there.
You do find some gems that are inside on the funnel heads.
That works.
Interesting.
To which, Wily's magical device or magical weapon he has with him is definitely sending out vibes of, I want those. So nothing else then?
I'm sorry. I'm just looking at fifth level spells.
Oh, it's okay.
He's leveling.
Yeah. Also your abilities and stuff from leveling. You guys just took a long rest. You haven't engaged in any combat. Go ahead and add those things to your sheet as if you have them completely now and accessible as we move forward.
I can summon a draconic spirit.
Oh, wow.
It lasts for an hour. Has 50 hit points plus 10 for each spell level above fifth. Well, it would have 50 hit points.
Okay.
Grungar can cast haste and become Barry Allen.
Flash. I could, if you die, Grungar, I could reincarnate you as something else.
Oh, how comforting.
Yeah.
Do you really hate orcs that much?
I don't hate orcs at all. I was just saying, he just seems angry. Maybe he'd be happier as a mountain dwarf or a forest gnome. See, when I get super sad, I turn into something else. Because nothing changes your day like... I don't know, just becoming someone new for a minute.
Well, I think going from dead to alive is more than enough.
Yeah, see, it's all about how you look at it. Life is like a box of sugar snacks. That's it.
All right. I'll put some more information about like this device as you've inspected and spent some time here before you disabled these things, as well as like as you're waiting for the Mephits. I'll give you some more information about this, okay? Does that sound good? But what I will say right now is that through the symbols that are outlining this thing and watching the world itself, like Seneth, looking at the various things that pop up on your device, your magical device, Maeve, you're starting to get the impression that this device has something to do with Earth as an element. So this device seems pretty well centered on observing and or getting ready to modify something on the surface of Seneth.
I mean, hopefully that's just referring to the drill that we shut down, because that'd be nice.
All right, we'll end there then.
Holy moly.
What?
There is an awesome spell at 5th level where I can touch a huge or smaller beast or plant and awaken it, and it gains intelligence of 10. It gains the ability to speak one language and is charmed by for 30 days. And when the charm ends, the awakened creature chooses whether to remain friendly to us based on how we treated it while it was charmed. That's sweet. We need to find a predator and tie it up.
Does it count a monstrosity?
Probably not. It's a huge or smaller beast or plant, so probably not. You're right. But I need an agate worth 1,000 gold pieces to even be able to cast it.
Probably ate one yesterday.
I probably did.